This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. What's going on?
Man, it just feels like... I know, and I heard Jerry this morning, injuries are just part of football, and I certainly understand that, but you got confirmation that Ayuk's out for the year, Christian McCaffrey probably not going to come back till the bye, and then Deebo Samuel's hit with pneumonia and has to go to the hospital for the 49ers. That they are also facing.
And Juwan Jennings didn't play last week with a hip injury, and I would imagine at best he's questionable, so... They finished this last game against the Chiefs without their top three wide receivers, and that could go into this week also. I don't know how fast you recover from pneumonia, right?
It feels like that would be a lengthy recovery.
When your body decides you have recovered.
Okay.
He must not have been wearing his coat when it was cold outside.
He probably used a pneumonia rag instead of a pneumonia rag.
Oh, my God, Mike.
You know how you put that over your head when it's hot and it cools you down quicker so you can go out and pitch another inning?
Uh-huh.
They gave him a pneumonia rag.
You know, Mike, most of the time I'm really excited when you turn your mic on. That might have been one where... could have dealt
with
there's
that. Pneumonia rags?
No. I do not think there's
no,
a pneumonia rag.
He didn't appreciate not having his coat on, right, when it
yes,
was cold outside.
Exactly. And for Micah Parsons, Deron Bland, do you think it's just going to be kind of your standard, like, let's wait and see as the week goes along?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to see what they can do in practice. I think Bland should be close. Now, you know, he had worked out prior to the Detroit game, and then on Friday, his foot was sore. And that's, you know, usually that's what's going to happen, right? You practice for the first time, and the foot that you had surgically repaired, the fifth metatarsal, is sore. So they decided, yeah, let's not push it. Let's give him, you know, another, basically 2 weeks before
right.
they have to play San Francisco. So I think he has a chance. Micah, at least he's been out there on the resistance court, so that's a step in the right direction, but that is not playing football. So we'll see Wednesday, Thursday, when they actually practice, just how much he's able to do. I think Eric Kendricks is close. I hear that, you know, at least he's running, so that's a good sign. Again, now playing football is a whole together different thing, so... would sure like to see him back out there among the injured that the Cowboys have been missing now for a couple of weeks.
I just wonder with the physical position that he plays, is that going to be something you think that's
yeah,
gonna
and
stick
it's
with
a
him?
Calf injury, and those things are kind of dicey sometimes. So again, we'll see how much he's able to do. And Mike McCarthy basically pointed out, you know, see what they can do Wednesday and Thursday, because basically on Monday, all they did was a lot of running, try to, you know, get back in shape if guys didn't do anything during the bye week, and make sure they didn't strain anything because of inactivity and suddenly going out there and practicing full speed.
How did the cross the hall meetings go?
Everybody loves them. You know, okay, so let's see if you get some results. And, you know, I don't know how much you can change in a week, right? You can correct things and try to get a better understanding of the fundamentals and the details, as they continued to say. But, yeah, you better get ready, because this next five-game stretch is going to be pretty important, dictating maybe which way this season goes. You know, four of the five teams have winning records. Two of them still in first place, Houston and Washington. And the irony of this five-game stretch is San Francisco is the only one of the five with a losing record.
Yeah, would not have guessed that.
That's the way you figured it,
no,
right?
No, definitely not. Well, with that in mind, and I know you said, like, how much can you actually change or correct in a week? Is there one particular, like, I don't know if it's a stat or a trend or whatever that jumps out to you that you're like, yes, I hope they worked on this?
Run blocking.
Okay.
They got to be better. I saw a stat that they're for the running backs yards before contact.
Okay.
1.1.
Well, that feels very low.
Are you kidding me? 1.1, and you know, and everyone seems to be worried about the running back. Well, if you're getting hit in a yard, not even 2 yards before you get the ball, yeah, that's a problem. So I don't know if you can change blocking schemes or design runs or anything, but it's real hard to win in this league when you're ranked 32nd against the run. And I know some of that got away because they lost a couple games, you know, by large margins or behind by a large margin in that Baltimore game before they came back. But still, that's got to be better. You know, when you worry about your protection for your quarterback, well, running the ball is part of that protection. So that has to improve. I don't care what combination they have out there, who's at left tackle, who's at left guard. That's just got to be better.
And I mean, I know you were just kind of touching on this, but like, what is the story with the continual struggles at home to start these games where they have fallen behind massively?
Well, they've played, what, 1, 2, what was the other game that they got? So Baltimore is in first place. They hadn't lost since they beat the Cowboys, right?
Yep.
Detroit's in first place. And then the other loss was...
was the Saints, who have not won a game since they beat the Cowboys.
That's kind of the outlier, right? That's the last one they've won. Yeah, and when you see people running on the Saints the way they got run on this last game, that's the head scratcher. But again, when you're playing really good teams, now that's no excuse for falling behind, but sometimes it's not where you play, it's who you played. And, you know, two of the three teams of the losses at home are first place teams. They just might be better than you.
Well, then you're going to have to get better then.
I mean, the best road win was Pittsburgh, right?
Sure.
So, and where did they play them? Well, they played those games on the road that they won against two of three teams with losing records.
Do you feel like the players are coming back with an energy, or are they kind of coming back like, all right, we got to do our stuff now?
No, I mean, I think they're 3-3. They're not throwing in the towel.
Yeah, and I understand not throwing in the towel. It's just it always seems to feel like a different feel when you're excited to go back to work. You know?
Well, they better be. It's their job, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not over. It's 3-3. I mean, they're one game behind Philadelphia when you look at it. And the bye didn't do them any favors, right, since Washington and Philadelphia won. But they sort of had cakewalk teams, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, no, I think you I think you should be chomping at the bit that you got a chance to win that fourth game the way Mike McCarthy pointed out. I don't think you come back and go, well, Detroit, you can't have a Detroit hangover. We got to be way over it by the time they get back to practice on Wednesday and just kind of be excited for the opportunity ahead of you. I mean, you can't throw in the towel. You know, I was listening to Jerry this morning and, you know, it's like, well, if things go sideways, you know, you're going to have a sell-off. You don't sell off in football, not in the NFL, because you got contracts and you got guaranteed money and you got to account for it at some point. So it's like, okay, so who are you selling off? Because you got to replace them, and there's no farm system in the NFL, right? 16 guys on the practice squad, and it's not like they're chomping at the bit to win starting positions in a half year. That just doesn't happen. So you kind of are who you are, and you better hope that you can improve and get better as the season goes along.
How different is this San Francisco team to what it was last year or the year before?
Well, you know, they haven't had Christian McCaffrey out there yet, right?
Yeah.
He's been on injured reserve. Now, I know is it Mason, the guy that took his place? He's been pretty good, right?
They just don't throw to him enough.
to Mason?
Yeah, I feel like McCaffrey can get some passes.
Yeah, and it's a different, I mean, he's a different guy. He's not
that might be a fantasy football opinion got from Corey Majors right there.
He's on my fantasy team, and I'm like, throw him the ball. I need some PPR receptions.
Right, and then when you're, you know, you're missing wide receivers, that matters. That's a big portion of your offense. And then, Brock Purdy, 3 interceptions. Well, who's he throwing to? It does matter. I don't know how good Trent Williams has been other than slugging somebody with a helmet on.
Sure.
And I'm sure he gets fined. Does he get suspended? He's been thrown out of a game before for swinging at somebody. But I don't know if that happens to San Francisco, right?
Well, it seems like the NFL has decided to take their time on a lot of suspension stuff this season. So, yeah.
You're talking about the Rashee Rice thing?
Yes, okay, gotcha. I am.
Hey, the game took care of itself there.
Oh, man, that's tough. All right.
Or maybe the fans in San Francisco get rowdy and start throwing water bottles on the field.
Have you ever been in a game where that happened, Mickey, where you're just like, oh, my gosh?
Not water bottles in college. You know, in hockey.
I did in
hockey
New York,
sometimes,
pitching
right?
for the Mets. I gave up 9 runs on opening day. There are plenty of bottles being thrown at me as
well,
I was walking
off
the field.
I want to say maybe it was 80s Rangers game. They had ball night. And people were mad, and they start throwing the balls on the field.
Oh, dear.
And it's like, okay, maybe we should give these out when you leave the game, not before the game, right?
Maybe so.
That is a very good idea. Excellent insight, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you.